Where were you born, Mr. Hampton?
I was born in England in 1891.
Whereabouts?
In Staffordshire, England, in the potteries. Yes, dear.
Were your family involved in the potteries? Were your family involved in the potteries?
My family involved in which?
What was your family business?
My family business? Well, I had a fair education for a start, but unfortunately, through circumstances, I had to drop it all at the age of 14 and go to work. Yes, my dad died at the age of 10. My mother passed away at the age of 14. I was 14, of course. So I was the eldest son, family of seven children. I was the eldest son, and it was up to me to be a father to the family. That's about all I need to record. I waited until I was 20 years of age, when the family were acting practically off my shoulders. Then I emigrated to Canada in the year 1912, which is 72 years ago now. Came right direct to Victoria, and after having served the great part of my spare time in England learning the painting business, I was assured of painting out here, out in this country. So I worked for various contractors. I worked for the Palmer Buildings. I did a lot of private house work. Incidentally, a little during bad times, did a little contracting on my own, and I made a success. I rather made some, took care of my money. Eventually brought all the family out here. I made some very successful business ventures, investments, which proved out very, very good. Consequently, I am now, I'm 92 years of age now, so what I have, I suppose, now, will be left to my son as a best part of my family, has since died in Victoria. I have lost one brother and 23 sisters here. So I have one sister left here and myself. As well, well, that's all I want to tell you about our family. Okay.
Do you want to talk about the winter of 1516?
Yeah, okay. Now.
Yep.
I must add at this time that I was in Victoria in the winter of 15 to 16 due to the great snowfall. In the old Willows Park that was here, there were was a soldier's camp. And after the drifts had all piled up, the snow had just about abated, there were about 3,000 men got out shoveling clear there. They're all streetcar tracks from the Willows down 4th Street to town, all through town, Cloverdale Way, James Bay Way, and had a recompense for all their trouble. They gave us all free streetcar rides for 1 month as payment for. That's just a little bit of past history of Victoria. Of course, I have seen Victoria practically grow up during my tenure here. And I have seen it from, a loggers' town, actually, up to its present state of existence. Well, I think that's about my conclusion at this time. Thank you.
So where did you do your training when you signed up?
When I signed up, we did our training up in Uplands Park. Uplands Park now. Uplands Park then was just a deep forest. They were lumbering just on the outskirts of Victoria. And it was, as I said before, there wasn't much of a town at that time.
Were there many of you?
Today it's a little different. It's a grown-up city today. However, I was just speaking of the time I enlisted and our training. Of course, we finished our, that is, up there we had our basic training. We finished our rifle training and etc. Back in the south of England.
Were there many of you at the training in Victoria?
Many what?
Were there many of you at the training in Victoria?
Senior soldier? Well, we were, actually. I was in the 88th Fusiliers Regiment, which afterwards started to mobilize for a overseas battalion, 1,150 strong. We were midway, or past midway, through our enlisting into the battalion, kind of switching over, as it were, into the battalion and preparing for overseas, where we did our basic training up here. However, we found out in England the training was much more severe, where they had us jumping trenches and running up and down hills and testing our versatile strength, you know. Some of them were put to the limit. Some of them couldn't take it. Most of us survived.
Was it what you expected?
A big one?
Was it what you expected?
Well, possibly in a way, yes. I would say so. We didn't expect any feather beds or anything. We got none either. So in that case, we weren't disappointed at all. We were lucky sometimes, especially out in France, if we could sleep on a pile of pebbles. I said, that's no fantastic story. That's the gospel truth. We had to sleep in chicken houses, barns, any place we could crawl. That was about it. And we had to provide our own bedding, such as it was, whatever, and sometimes slept out in farmers' orchards under the trees, and in the morning it was a great pleasure before breakfast to go out gathering mushrooms, which are very, very plentiful, that is in France. Anything else you want to add?
When did you arrive in France? Do you remember?
I arrived in France in, around June 1917. I concluded my services in France in 1919, after being up in the army of occupation up in Cologne, Germany for 5 weeks there. The rest of the war experiences I need not relate, except for the fact I was a musician. I could play four different instruments, and we had quite a varied schedule while we were in England. Afterwards, of course, we were visiting hospital for wounded soldiers and also giving to some of the towns. Hastings, for instance, we played three or four concerts in Hastings, plus a concert in Trocadero in Paris, a concert in the Albert Hall under Sir John Beecham, a Lord Nash show parade, too numerous to mention. We also played in a prisoners of war camp where the Germans were kept busy repairing the locomotives. I seemed a nice lot of boys in there. One said, "Canada, can you spare me a cigarette?" I said, "Well, I must ask permission." I went to the fellow in charge of them. I said, "It's all right if I give this poor chap a cigarette." "Oh, yeah, go ahead." So I give the German a... He almost went down on his knees to thank me for it. Yeah. But, of course, we didn't hate the boys. The German boys were all right. The people were exceptionally nice to us up in Germany. It's what they had no... They could not help the war. It was just organized by the higher-ups, of course. But anyway, they had to submit to their government's orders. So did we, incidentally. Forgive the hesitation. Well, I prefer very much, if you would ask me a question or two, I'll answer it truthfully.
Okay. Were you anywhere near Vimy Ridge?
Vimy Ridge was a weekend. It was one I fortunately escaped. I happened to be in England that weekend getting married. And, of course, I hadn't been, I was supposed to have 10 days leave. I hadn't been over there more than about 3 or 4 days when I got a telegram from headquarters, "Return immediately." That was Easter Monday, 1917. And so I had to play the old soldier too. I was staying, incidentally, with my wife's sister family, and I said, don't say a word about this. If they come inquiring about me, tell them I didn't receive the telegram, that I had gone to a trip up north. So I stayed another couple of days. Then I thought, well, in all due respect, I'd better get back or my name's Mud. So I went back and, oh, we didn't need you. Oh, I said, thank you very much. You just spoiled my holiday, that's all. However, that's just a little past incident of some of the various disappointments we endured. And, of course, there were many more, probably too many to articulate at this time. So I think finally I must bid you goodbye, all of you, whoever may be listening, and wish you all the best of luck and a happy year. Thank you very much. How's that?